Text numéro 1. A £4 million scheme to bring Latin into British state schools begins. Evelyn Waugh, a novelist, valued his classical education, not because it enabled him to understand ancient languages, but because it did enable him to excel in a more important exercise, spotting and judging those who knew less than he. Such people betrayed their deprivation with sentences of inexcusable vulgarity. "I do not," he wrote, "regret my superficial classical studies." Latin occupies an odd place in English curriculums. One part proper subject, two parts smug social shibboleth. To have chanted amo, amas, amat in a Latin class has long implied membership of another kind of class altogether. The decline and almost fall of Latin in state schools in the 20th century did not diminish its social cachet, because numbers in fee-paying independent schools remained high. In 2020, 8 times more pupils sat Latin GCSE at Eton, a posh school, than in the entirety of Northumberland. Evelyn Waugh considered Latin the mark of a gentleman, but a professor of classics at Cambridge University puts it more briskly. It gets seen as a subject for posh white boys. This harms it a bit and helps it a lot. Posh white boys tend to do quite well for themselves. A famous example recently left Downing Street. As he left, Boris Johnson mumbled that he was like Cincinnatus, a reference to a retiring Roman that both alarmed classicists — Cincinnatus returned as a dictator — and appealed to them. They got the joke. Classicists may lament the passing of the subject's golden age, but it declined for good reasons. A Britain alternately warmed by the white heat of technology and chilled by fear of the Cold War had to prioritise science over dead languages. In 1960, Oxford and Cambridge dropped Latin O-level as an entry requirement. Changes continue to be made. Cambridge University has just introduced a 4-year classics degree for those who have studied no Latin at school. And while he was in office, Mr. Johnson tried to make the subject more accessible via the Latin Excellence Programme, a £4 million scheme to bring it to 40 state schools. Which is why, on a rainy Monday in September, in Pimlico Academy in London, children sit in a lesson that would have felt familiar to Evelyn Waugh. The verb esse is chanted. Etymologies are discussed. The word conjugate is used fearlessly. Its pupils would have felt less familiar to him, however. Almost half of pupils in the school are on free school meals. 15% have English as an additional language. Many are even female. Employers and universities still like to see Latin. It is about more than verbs. It makes one feel clever. Adapted from The Economist, October 2022.